Hello. Welcome. This is the Wednesday audio. Hello. Welcome. Amazingly, two things to begin with. Amazingly, we are back for another week. We meaning me, as in me. We're back here for another week. We meaning me, as in I. I'm back here for another week. After last week, that means we've done 2 weeks in a row, which I think deserves a fucking celebration on this podcast. What have we got? I'll play you an old school thing. Most of you won't get it because you're not old school listeners. I was trying to play you an old school thing then, didn't work. There we go, that's the old school thing played. Let's play it a little bit longer. That's an old school thing, from this old school podcast slash podcaster. Oh, I've messed something up, hold on. Just bear with me, I've messed up my layout here. No, I don't want to do that. Hold on. Where have you gone? There we are. It's all right. We're back. Yeah, two things. What was the first thing? We've said the first thing. The second thing is this. This is the episode here. This is episode 116th of the Wednesday audio. Hello. Welcome. Full 16 pages of it. Sounds like that when you hit it on the table. So we've got a lot to get through tonight. Amazingly, we're back in a week. We're back here in another week. 2 weeks on the trot, that's slightly impressive. That's got to at least be a vibe, hasn't it? Wednesday are the 100 episodes, you slake. Trying to do a clap then that sounded like it was coming through the entire room. I think I've got a thing for that actually. Anyway, let's get this show on the road. Hello. So you've invested in a podcast microphone. How can you make sure it's worth the money? This was asked on LinkedIn, by the way. Step one. Create an infrequent podcast slash podcast about a day of the week. Wednesday is preferable. Step two. Create a small but loyal following of dirty, dirty listeners who seem to, well, I don't know, for whatever the fuck reason, enjoy listening. Step three, suggest to them that you can now pay $5 or something. Hold on. That's an opportunity for an advert. Hello, mate. Messed that one up. Let's start again. Hello, my name is Craig Burgess. You can now pay $5 a month to join the Wednesday Audio. Hello, welcome. Free listeners, but for paid, yes. Yes. Oh, step five, by the way. It was within 80 years after you've got one or two people to pay you $5 a month for listening to a free podcast. Within 80 years, you could probably expect to have made somewhat of your money back. I'd say maybe you would have made $15, $20, something like that. So step 34 of this is, based on these maths that I've just given you, you can probably work out how successful this podcast actually is. And a slight addendum slash postscript slash addition slash add-on to that opening addendum credits pre-roll intro printro is there are some jokes that I... Jokes? Is that the right word? Jokes. There's some jokes I need to bring back that I haven't used in the Wednesday audio. Hello, welcome. For quite some time, so expect them to happen at some point in this episode. 6 minutes in already, still doing the intro. It's quite impressive, that one, isn't it? It is actually, it's quite impressive. I insincerely apologise for that one. Yes!
I can't do this without thinking about you over my knee, even though I've never met you.
Hello, you slag. Hello, welcome to the Wednesday audio. Hello, welcome. This is indeed the Wednesday audio. I've heard there's another tactic that I can use to increase engagement by asking regular questions throughout my content tonight. I'll be attempting to implement that during tonight's piece, and this is indeed a piece. It is not a podcast slash podcast. It is, of course, an art piece because it's, well, it's art, isn't it?
Sounds.
Let's play that a few more times to hide the mistake that I've just made.
Sounds pretty highbrow to me.
Literally.
So in that spirit, do you agree or disagree with me? Let me know in the comments below, even though there's no comments because it's an audio file, isn't it? It's so fucking stupid, this, isn't it? Happy 116th episode, I will say. I'll add an addendum, postscript edition, add on to the opening addendum credits, pre-intro, printro piece. The last episode wasn't 114th, the last episode was 115th. I got that wrong. Sorry about that. I insincerely apologise. It will not happen again. Probably will happen again. I insincerely apologise for that.
Yes, he is insincerely slash sincerely apologising for such transgressions of the audio content format. He will try his best next time. He can't promise to do any better. In fact, he can promise, but it'll be a fake promise. Not a real promise, that's what a fake promise is. And on that note, let's cut to a Nickelback joke and get back to the show.
Yes. It is, of course, currently 25 percentage points closer to 0,0,100 hours. Is that how you say that? 0,0,100 hours? I think it is, yes, than it was 25 percentage points previous to these aforementioned 25 percentage points. Then 1 percentage point before that, it was 1. It was 1 percentage point before that, and then 1 percentage point before that, I think it was about 3 percentage points before that, wasn't it? I think it was off mic. Is that correct, off mic? I think, yes. On Wednesday, the 14th of February, 20 poopy paw. I think that's time for this. Oh, quick explanation, actually. We're now in 20 poopy paw, if you would have noticed. We used to be in 20 poopy pee when the podcast slash podcast started. No, sorry. Actually, sorry. No, we wasn't. We was in 20 poopy poo when the podcast started. Then we moved into 20 poopy pee. Now we're actually in 20 poopy paw. The poopy has become pawer. Now we're in 20 poopy paw, which is all present and correct, really, because we're all having a shitter of a time at the minute. House of living crisis. That was, yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. The house of living crisis is currently trying to go on, not the cost of living crisis, the house of living. The house of living crisis.
Fuck me, this is content, isn't it?
It is formerly the 201th most popular podcast in the improv section on Apple Podcasts, according to Carlos, and it is, of course, the only podcast slash podcast about Wednesdays recorded on a Wednesday, released on a Wednesday, exclusively about Wednesdays, fighting for Wednesdays all around the globe, apparently. Apparently.
Chinese catfish of cinnamon.
And then in this week's, oh no, we can't go to that bit yet, can we? After that brief pause, we can go to that bit now. Actually, no, we've got to go to this bit first. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. So in this week's audio is currently commencing, and this week's section of the podcast, this week's audio section is about this week's audio, and in this week's audio section of the... In this week's audio, we have show news, we have MMXXIV, we have listener missives, we have Banwords Bin, all the Banwords Bin, formerly known as the Banwords Bin, formerly known as the Banwords Bin. We have Donkey List, we have a new feature, oh my fucking god, we have a new feature, everybody, that deserves this. Hi, my name is Grey Bird, just make sure you hit/like, subscribe, thank you very much.
We're waiting on the bacon.
We've got Russian swear words you need to know. We've got navel gazing. We've got Gia claims. That's an old one that's back as well. We've got Ian's actually interesting insight from 60 episodes ago. We've got the actual content towards the end of the show. And then we have the end towards the end of the show. It is a very incredibly packed fucking week on the podcast this week, and that means there's no time to waste, but there is time to waste, because there's always time to waste, because there's always time for another advert, isn't there? Hello, my name is Craig. Please make sure you hit smash like, subscribe, and also pay me $5 a month to receive this completely free podcast, but you can pay for it now, thank you very much. So in the show news this week, there's surprisingly/unsurprisingly, we're completely tanking in the rankings. We really are. We're tanking in the rankings. Totally tanking. It's probably not even appropriate there, but I just wanted to do it anyway. We're tanking in the rankings. We're at number 60 in the Czech Republic. Thank you, Vita. We're number 13th in the Croatian invasion in the improv section. Apparently, what I'm doing right now is classed as improv. Apparently, this is improv. The bar for improv is indeed low in creation. In Croatia and Croatia, the bar is incredibly low for improv. And we're at 13 minutes already. It is clear that the bar is incredibly fucking low for improv all around the world, but especially in Croatia.
I'm still not crypto rich.
So yeah, that's it for the rankings this week. Nothing much else to report on. If I manage to go on a hot streak of three hot streak, that is probably the most marketing bollocks phrase I've ever said on this podcast, accidentally. Didn't mean to do that one.
You are a very, very naughty boy, Craig.
That's the charts over. That's this week's over. That means we've just got time to remind you that you need to hit smash like, subscribe, because it is a vibe. I did say hitch smash like subscribe in that piece there. You just didn't hear it because the music was at full volume. I'll do it again for you. That's enough of that. So I thought I'd bring MMXXIV. Really hard to say that, actually, isn't it? MMXXIV. MMXXIV. Quite. Oh, sorry about that. MMXXIV, I've turned it into its own fully fledged feature on the podcast slash podcast, and this is an edition of MMXXIV. I asked Aion to tell me three facts completely made up that are slightly comedic that's happened this year in January or February 2020. Poor. No, let me get this right. What was it now? Look back through my notes. Sorry, 20 poopy poor. That's the year we're in at the minute. To look back through 20 poopy poor and give me three slightly comedic slash slightly funny slash filler, really. Just filler. That's all I need for the podcast, really. Just filler. That's what we're doing now. We're just filling the fucking podcast up with nonsense. It's not changed. 116 episodes, it hadn't changed. 2 weeks in a row, it doesn't change. 116 weeks in a row doesn't change. Nothing changes. That's just the way it is. That's the way it'll always be. This will always be the podcast you can come back to that's identical to the first episode. Well, it's not actually isn't identical to the first episode. This madness began at probably about episode 15, but from episode 15 onwards, you've had at least a good 100 of these now, and you're going to get a good 100 more, and you'll get another good 100 more after that. That is reliable customer service, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, let's go to MMXXIV, the AI edition of such podcast. Content. In January 2024, a group of scientists invented a device that could turn any vegetable into a slice of pizza. As a result, pizza became the new health food, and kids all over the world started begging their parents. I hope to Christ that nobody is walking past where I'm recording this right now and listen to me make this absolute nonsense of a voice go on. Anyway, let's continue. All over the world started begging their parents to eat their broccoli. In February 2024, a new fashion trend took the world by storm. Wearable blankets, that's right, wearable blankets. That's actually a real fucking trend. It's a right fucking travesty. People started wearing oversized blankets as dresses, suits, and even formal attire. Well, fashion designers scrambled to create stylish and practical blanket ensembles. That's actually a real fucking thing that's happening right now. It's a real fucking travesty. In January 2024, a talking dog named Fido became a social media sensation. Fido could not only speak English fluently, but also had a wicked sense of humor. That's humor, not humour, because it's an American AI and it's spelt humor wrong. He actually had a stand-up comedy routine. It went viral, and it even landed its own late night. Oh, excuse me, I had to do a little burp there. It even landed its own late night talk show, The Late Night Bark with Fido. Woof. Cheers for that. I'll see you later. I'll see you next week. Thank you very much for that. And with that note, there's no time to waste because we are running tragically behind, tragically and expectantly behind. I want to give you the full 36 minutes that you deserve tonight. Listener Missives is coming up now.
So go ahead and avoid that one.
So the listener missives is when you send me a message, I read those messages out, I take the piss out of you, you take the piss out of me, piss extraction and our transference happens each week without a fail, unless it's last week where you left me no fucking messages at all and it didn't happen. But it's happening this week. So don't you worry, your little pretty head, there's some words for me to read out, for you to enjoy and go, ha, 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 ha. How jolly that this podcast is. Maybe I could send a message in. Ha, ha, ha. And if I send that message in, maybe I'll get the better of Craig too. Ha, 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 ha.
Pretty wet.
Vanya said, I always try so hard with the missives, but they are never read out. I am disappointed in brackets AF. Please fix that. Well, I just did, didn't I? Because I read it out.
We've got to do something, yeah, to save the children.
Brian Ball said, happy birthday. Thank you, Brian. I read this out on February the 14th on Valentine's Day. My birthday was 7 days ago on the previous episode. Therefore, it's not my birthday anymore. So it's not as fun to read out a happy birthday when it's not my birthday. But thank you, Brian. I appreciate the positive message that you just give me there. It is very lovely for you to say such a nice thing to me. Thank you very much. It's a very positive statement, but it was late. Not your fault. It was late because I read it out a week later. Again, wasn't your fault, but I'm going to make it sound like it was your fault with the tone of my voice. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Adam said, yeah, Wednesdays. Yeah, Wednesdays. It's Wednesday, isn't it? He said it's a fucking vibe. It's a vibe. I've said vibe again. Shut up. As you can tell, I've been listening to some older episodes. Ah, the vintage Wednesday audio. Hello. Welcome. He said he's looking forward to more content. Sorry. And from one of my favourite content. Sorry. And creators. Sorry. Creators. And then I responded to him. I said, damn, you've said the word now, but which word am I referring to? Tune in Wednesday in 8 months' time to find out. And I'll probably not hold him to that because I'll have forgotten that statement that I've said in 8 months' time. So, Adam, I'll tell you the answer now. The word I was talking about was actually tell. Tell. That's it.
All podcasts are shit.
FB said, I've missed the podcast/podcast so much! ! Hopefully, we won't have to wait for your next birthday for the next episode.
Fucking hell.
Now, this next comment, I'm going to read it out in the key of Strange Brit. And it'll become clear in a second why I'm reading out in the key of Strange Brit. Here we go. This is the key of Strange Brit. I'm going to do it in complete silence. Let me just prepare myself off mic for a second. You're off mic. You're over there, right? Yeah. You're off mic. Yeah. That's off mic over there. That's off mic. This is on mic. That's off mic over there. This is on mic. Does that mean that I'm called on mic and he's called off mic over there? Perhaps it does. Perhaps it isn't Craig that does this podcast. Well, we know it's not Craig who does the podcast, don't we? We do know it's not Craig that does the podcast. It is me on mic and me off mic. We're the two people who do the podcast. It isn't Craig. Craig's never been present on the Wednesday audio. It's too crazy for Craig, really. It's more for on mic and off mic. That's who this podcast is for. It's not for... Sorry, I'm just taking my shirt off. It's not for people like Craig. He's too serious, isn't he? Anyway, key of Strange Brit, here we go. Happy birthday, you strange Brit. Yeah, that was Zach's comment. He said, happy birthday, you strange Brit. Sorry, happy birthday, you strange Brit, you slag. That's what he said. Apparently, I'm a strange Brit. I'm a strange Brit. If you were to come over to the land of Brit, Zach, you would realise that we're all identical to me. We're all the same and we all talk like this in some kind of strange accent, don't we? Off mic. Yeah, we do. We all talk like this.
We all talk like this and we're all slakes.
Matt, Mother Matt said, I actually said this on December the 4th. This is not very efficient of me, is it? Episode 114 is proof that this podcast ages well. It ages really fucking well, because that was that long time ago now, wasn't it? These adverts suggesting listeners sign up for $9 a month are the best. Who would do, oh wait, I did that, didn't I? I added the I did that on the end, but that's what Matt's really thinking. That's what Mother Matt's thinking, isn't it, Mother Matt? Because that's what you did. You did that. You signed up. You signed up because you signed up because you got fooled by one of the adverts, didn't you? And just on that point.
Hello, my name is On Mike, and this is the Wednesday Audio. Sign up for $9 a month, you slake.
Trilogy, that's the final comment. She left me a comment on December the 2nd. Again, I am nothing but inefficient. I insincerely apologise. Yes, fuck Mike. Sorry. For saying banned word bins so many times that it became misphonic to me. I don't know what misphonic means. But then, thank you to the first podcast ombudsman.
That's me, actually. I'm the first, the first, second, and third, actually.
That got booted for talking about getting me off. You do know how to recorrect. I don't actually know what any of that comment was about, Trility, because it was some time ago. It was some time ago. This was the comment left on the episode where, oh Jesus, we're at 27 minutes. I best stop talking and move on. And bit out of practice. I've realised bit out of practice. Shall we just continue? I think what I'm going to do, we're going to do a bumper episode of the Wednesday Audio. You slag. So we're going to move on now to another new feature that's called Russian Swear Words You Need to Know. I don't have any Russian music on me right this second, but I am furiously trying to find my Russian music. Just give me a second. I'm going to play you a...
Oh, those Russians.
And then I'm going to just drop in the Russian music for this section of the podcast. And Craig is loading up the MP3 now. He's just lining it up. Oh, it looks like a good move that he's going for here. He's just testing the audio, just making sure it works as expected. He's lining up the pocket, pulling back the cue. He's just preparing it now. He looks confident with the move that's about to come up now. He looks confident. He's lined up. He's got his eye in, as we say around these parts. I think he's probably ready to pop off, as they say around here. Let's move to Craig. Let's see if he hits it. So this is Russian swear words that you need to know. And this week, the Russian swear word is svalak. Svalak. Vanya, tell me if I've said that right. I've probably said it wrong. Apparently it means scum, comma, jerk. Scum, comma, jerk. That's what it means. Svalak. Svalak. And maybe I've put slag on the end in Strange Brit. It works even better. Svalak. 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 Svalak slag. Svalak slag. That was Russian swear words you need to know. We'll be back with that with maybe next week, maybe another week. I'm not quite sure yet. It probably will happen at some week in the future. It will definitely happen at some point in some week in the future. Not sure what week that'll be yet, but
there you go.
So after that, what I like to do normally is go to a feature where I describe what happens in my life and you know, the really fucking donkey list things, the really fucking donkey list things, the really good things that happen in my life. And today a beautiful thing happened, actually. So I've got a parking camera. I've got a parking camera in my car. Yes, I am officially middle-aged. Now I'm past mid-30s. I've got a parking camera in my car, and I lined up for a reverse park, the fabled reverse park. I don't do them very often. My car's quite long. My car's quite long, and it isn't easy to reverse park, despite having the reverse park camera. But I thought I'd give it a bash today. And I went for the reverse park, lined it up perfectly, slotted it into the gap, let my foot off easy, slowly reverse the rear, kiss the curb, hit the goal perfectly, and we moved on. That's Donkey List, isn't it? So Donkey List is a thing that's absolutely f***ing Donkey List, like a really f***ing amazing Donkey List thing. A really normal thing, like reverse parking perfectly into a gap that you didn't expect to achieve. It's like when somebody opens the door for you and you just hit the door at the perfect time, despite the fact that they wasn't trying to open the door for you. They opened the door, merely stepped through it, and didn't do the polite British thing. They just opened the door and walked off. But you saw that coming from a mile away, and you slightly quickened the cadence of your step. So when you reached the door, you slipped through it like a spy, they didn't even know you were there, did they? It was just smooth as hell. It's like when you go to a reception or something like that, and you've never been there before. Maybe it's the dentist. You're going to a new dentist for the first time. You go to the dentist, and you really hit it off with the receptionist. Not in a sexy way, not in an unpleasant way, just in a really nice British way where you go, oh, how were your day? Yeah, my day's going pretty good. Well, how were yours? Well, traffic were a bit bad, wasn't it? But that kind of thing, that's really fucking Donkey List, isn't it? Oh, you want more? Oh, yeah, I suppose we better do a bit more. We've got some more to come, but before we go there, we'll go here.
Drugs.
We'll go here.
Fuck me, this is content, isn't it?
We'll go over here.
I like that, Dan. I love a bit of that. Oh, yeah.
We'll go over here.
Hello, Internet.
Then we'll go here.
Get your $9 a month in now for this, the best strange Brit podcast in the podcast rankings, you slag. So this is the Ben Woods Bin, or the Ben Woods Bin, formerly known as the Ben Woods Bin, formerly known as the Ben Woods Bin, or the Ben Woods Bin. Shut that fucking music off, you slag. Yes, this is the Ben Woods Bin. I had intended to ban... I'm turning into an old man now. I intended to ban LinkedIn, but I realized that LinkedIn was already banned on episode 53. Yes, I do keep a record of what's banned. So I will re-clarify the ban on LinkedIn and then ban the first word I saw on LinkedIn. Let's play some music while I just quickly look through LinkedIn to find the first word that's... Sorry, LinkedIn. To find the first word that's going to be banned on LinkedIn. This music should always be played when you're looking at LinkedIn, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Next time you're tempted to look at LinkedIn, just think of this music. Oh, that's a good post. You slag.
Okay, I've got it. Thoroughly recommend. That's the one that I just spotted. Thoroughly recommend is now permanently fucking banned. And remember, Basic Bitch is not in the banned words bin. It never will be in the banned words bin. But it does follow words like burrito, curation, engagement, infinite games, punctual, pivot, I don't know who needs to hear this, compounding, read my story, creator, curator, leverage, opportunity, Thursday, narrative, unpositive, advert, several delicious cheeses, repeat, 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 in other words like repeat, 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 and other words like repeat, repeat, let's just see if there's any other words. Oh yeah, see, repeat, that's also in there too. So this is Ian's actually interesting insight. From 60 episodes ago, he said, did you know that in Japanese, the word for Wednesday, Suiyuobi, means water day, as it is associated with the plant Mercury, Suisi, I probably said that incredibly wrong, which means water star. Now, I did not know that, Ian, from actually 60 episodes ago, but now we do, and you know it again, because it's a reminder from 60 episodes ago. Thank you very much. Hi, this is Craig Burgess. I hope you're enjoying the podcast tonight. Hit smash like, subscribe. Thank you very much. If you really enjoy, thank you very much. Old feature warning, Goose Lake. So I decided to bring Gia Claims back. It's been a while since Gia Claims has been on the podcast. It had been replaced with self-improvement. By the way, that is self-improvement. That is not self-improvement. We've replaced it again. We've replaced self-improvement with self-improvement with Gia Claims. Each week I wear the dusty, dangerous Mercury. Mercury, dangerous dark depths of Claims Gia's mind to find you an insight that you wished you would have missed. And here he is saying something he said 60 episodes ago once again. He said, patient but persistent. He also said it in strange Brit. He said, patient but persistent. Never rushing. Always playing the long-term game. Never waiting. Always living with a bias towards action. Yes, you slag. Can see we're lining up for another evening of navel gazing. Currently, he's lining up the shot. He's polishing up his cue. He's lining up the shot for another evening of navel nazing. Navel's looking over his old content. Well, actually, he's looking back at 2019. He's furiously scrolling through with that long, gargantuan, mangled finger of his that all he does these days is scroll up and down the tweets of the Twitter. That's all he does. I know it's called X now, but tweets of the Twitter, it sounds better, doesn't it? He's scrolling up and down the tweets of the Twitter, and that's all he's got all over his house, Naval. Everywhere. I mean, he lives in some kind of rainforest house, doesn't he? But everywhere hanging from the ceiling, they're all tweets of the Twitter. They're all printed out as well. He doesn't trust the internet, he doesn't trust digital. They're all printed out, and he's glancing over at this one while he's doing his morning stretches as part of his morning meditative routine. And he's glancing over at this one catches his eyes. And for some reason, he looks at the tweet and he thinks, I think this would sound good in the key of strange Brit. And this is what he says in his head. What the world craves is authenticity. You slave. You slick.
It was coming down pretty hard.
Don't worry, we're nearly there now. It's nearly done off mic, I know. So in typical true YouTuber creator fashion, I'm going to say it's been a while. It's been a while since I've done one of these pieces, the actual content towards the end of the show. But I thought the authenticity opportunity, and by the way, I'm gonna just say it once. Authenticity is the word that I'm saying. It's going to be now rebanned. Authenticity, what does it mean? It's a tough one. I'm going through it myself at the minute. It's partly why I was absent from the Wednesday audio. Hello. Welcome. It's partly why I was absent from the Wednesday audio for quite some time, because I was thinking, well, what the fuck is the point in doing the Wednesday audio anymore? I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do online and attempting to define my yearly attempt at marketing my business. And no, this podcast, if you've not noticed, has got nothing to do with marketing my very real and serious business. This is just
drugs,
isn't it? So I've been attempting to define what I'm doing for this year, and I've been attempting to genuinely market myself, and it's hard, especially when you consider authenticity, because when you start to consider it, when you start to try and define authenticity, you feel you have to define it, you stop being yourself again, and you end up in this weird loop of not being authentic, and you become obsessed with being a manufactured pursuit of authenticity. And so many people have found themselves in this loop online. I think the majority of people that make anything online are in this loop right now. They're saying, I need to be more authentic. But they're not being themselves because they're questioning what themselves are. Obviously, we're all different people at different times. But I think, we just have to think less about it, don't we? And just... I don't know. Just mech shit. Stop worrying about it so much, and you know, just fucking do it. Just go fucking do it. Go do it. There's a plane going by outside. Can you hear that? Jesus, sounds like it was going to crash. And that's a good way to end, isn't it?
Disappointing.
Good investors don't need investment advice, you slag. The thing that'll bring you happiness is giving up the search for happiness, you slag. If you understand evolution, you don't need fitness or diet influencers, you slag. You can't get rich renting out your time, slag. Oh, that's a good tweet. If
if you're so smart, why aren't you? AI means that computers are learning our language rather than us having to learn their slang. Everyone good is torn from someone else's grasp slang. Programmers will never be obsolete because nobody wants to use the second best app slang. The reason to go out into society is to find the very few people that you actually want to spend time with slang. If it takes an expert to tell you what it's worth, it ain't worth anything slang. We admire wisdom because it cannot be borrowed and it cannot be taught. It must be earned and is the product of experience and honest reflection, slang. This is really hurting my throat now, Jesus.
It was coming down pretty hard.
Oh, those Russians.